Blog Talk Radio.
She free. She says she like it when I'm nasty, so I'ma give her what she asks for. Beat the pussy in the backseat, and she gon' suck it till her torso. Yeah, 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 yeah. Drinking your juice like a liquor, I eat that pussy for breakfast. Shot that peach up like a blender. She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck, I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets out the bed, we take the sheets out the bed. I took you home from the party, I took the clothes off your body. I made you come and you come and you come. Dug in that pussy, you run and you run. When I'm nasty, I don't even care. Pull it if it's fake or you're real ass. I don't know if that's fake or real back there, but it's like I'm on a pill. I drip, drip, drip. You know you always will. Remember me. You know your hoes won't forget me. You know your hoes will. Remember me. You know your hoes won't forget me. She said she like it when I'm nasty. Got my hands round her neck, so I'ma give her what she asked for. Ain't no telling what's next. Beat the pussy in the backseat. Whole lot of rough sex, and she gon' suck it till her torso. Incredible neck. Yeah, 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 yeah. Drinking your juice like the liquor,
yeah.
I eat that pussy for breakfast,
yeah.
Chop that peach up like a blender.
Peaches.
She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck, I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets out the bed. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a trap. She let me do whatever while I'm digging out. Hang her head off the bed, told her keep it right there. I fuck her face, she let me spit all in her mouth. Then I put my fingers in her holes in her nose. Pretty motherfucker, suck her soul right out. I got that pussy on my lips like chapstick. I beat that pussy like my grandma did back it. You know your hoes will remember me. You know your hoes won't forget me. You know your hoes will remember me. You know your hoes won't forget me. She said she like it when I'm nasty. I told her sit on my face, so I'ma give her what she asked for. Let a nigga get a taste. Beat the pussy in the backseat.
Backseat, my G.
And she gon' suck it till her torso. Do it like a real fool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drinking your juice like the liquor. I eat that pussy for breakfast. Chop that peach up like a blender. She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets off the bed. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a trap. I be so deep, she be wet. Thought it was a trap. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a trap. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets off the bed. We take the sheets off the bed.
Yeah.
She bring her friends, cause with her homies ain't no fun.
Woo.
AKA, welcome to the dark side, AKA beast mode, AKA, oh, I'm tired of this bullshit. Tired of hearing this bullshit. People keep talking shit, but I'm tired of hearing this bullshit. Yo, yo, welcome to Wet Wednesdays, brought to you by Five Life on the Move. We're here 7 days a week. Oh, man, tonight's show was very interesting. It was brought to me last week during my last week's show. That female dancers perform and work harder, way better than male dancers. And how I feel about that? Well, I feel that's a bunch of malarkey. Yes, I said malarkey. I don't even know how to spell malarkey, but don't ask me how to spell it. But I use that the right term. So, with that being said, yeah, that's how I feel about it. So, y'all already know how the show starts. Y'all know what I do. About to fire this blunt up because I need it very, very badly. Very badly today. So, yeah. All right. Whew. Whew. All right. That's why I had it. Hold on. Wait. I got to hit this one more time just to get it in my system. Hold on. Okay. Cool. All right. Good. I had to get that out of the way. But, yeah. So, what's going on tonight? So this is the show to call Wet Wednesday, 646-929-0558. That's 646-929-0558 is the number to call. Press 1 when you're going live with me right now. With that being said, I got a caller right now, which I think I know what this is. So, caller, you with me right now. Who is this? You rocking with me live. Who is this?
Hey, Mr. Morgan.
Hey, Candy.
Hey, sweetie.
Candy, when are you getting me to freaking Dallas?
You know what? October, baby. We're going to do it in October.
October.
I got you. Yes, I got you. It's gonna
all right, you got to let me know when October.
I am going to let you know, of course. Of all right, course
cool. All right, bet. Because I've been waiting. I'm tired of waiting. Just tired.
Patience is a virtue.
You're right. Patience is a virtue. I've been waiting patiently for the past 15 years to get to Dallas, but you know, that's beside the point. Anyway, yeah, so, Miss Candy, you've been around the game a little bit. You've been around both sides of the game a little bit. So, who do you feel works harder and works better and works and gives it all in females or males? And I don't mean dom, I mean female dance, like the pole dancers, all that type of female, not the doms. That's in our side.
Okay. Well, let me say this. They do give both. They both give energy, but I'm going to give it to the males.
Thank you.
I'm going to give it to the males.
And why do you say that?
I mean, like I said, both sides give their energy, but I'm going to say males work harder. Why? Because I see y'all pick up big girls, flip them. I'm talking about the whole 9 yards. So y'all are putting in work. Y'all are.
Okay.
I mean, all it right. Seems that, like you said, a man won't do in a bedroom. So, guess what? Y'all basically giving that woman that fantasy.
All righty. Okay. See, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said the word fantasy. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm on Facebook. So, you know, I'm doing all this. We got one. We got one. We got one for the male. Post. All right. Yeah. So okay. So like you said, women they do both give off energy, but us men we have to work harder because we got to do you know pick up the big women, pick up the skinny women. Look, this is the reason why I said this. I brought this topic up. All right. Hold on 1 second, Candy.
Okay.
All right, so this show right here, I really don't care if I get a lot of callers tonight. I really don't care. Really don't care at all. Reason for that is because I'm just going to talk most as I can and play music, but I'm going to talk most of it. But, yeah, these are certain reasons right here. We're going to break it down. We're going to start off with a small category for it, okay? Let's just say, like Candy said, we're going to start off with fantasy. Okay. To anybody that says female dancers are better than us and it comes to fantasies, it's not. You know why? Because as men, we like fantasies. We do. But we really don't give two fucks about them. This girl walk in the club just like the skank she is of that night. I'm not saying she's a skank. She might be a college girl, but she's still skankish that night at work. When you're a stripper, I'm a male stripper, okay? I don't know what the word for us. I ain't going to say skankish. That's a female word, but I got to find a word for that. Candy, I need you to figure out a word for me when it comes to males. They called us that day. But regardless, women come in dressed a certain type of way. Right then, Garrett, that's our fantasy as a man. That is our fantasy right there. That's her booty is hanging out this dress. That's our fantasy. We got it out the way right there. Women, totally different. First off, the fantasy starts off when the dancer hits the door. That's a freak one. When he hits the door, wherever he gets on has to show some type of swagitation. Don't ask me. I'm not a swag, but don't ask me how to put the word. I made a new word, swagitation. It has to have a certain type of swagitation with him. Basically, that means he has to dress in a certain manner where a woman and women are looking at him in a manner of, oh, wow, he looks nice. He dresses nice. This is another reason why. Men, when it comes to men, women, y'all judge us about everything. And our clothes are still beyond. With that being said, that means if a man, when a dancer comes up to you and gives you a hug, if he doesn't smell nice, which you're right, everybody should smell nice. You're right about that. But we have to take the preparations, the time, the thinking to make y'all fantasies come true. And a lot of y'all don't even understand that. Like, don't understand the preparations and the time and the effort that a lot of males go through. When it comes to female dancers, they really ain't got to do that. They can come to work. They got a DJ that plays spin records for them. We can't have records spin for us. You get it? Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's just one thing we're going to talk about. You know what I mean? So I got a new caller. Let's see what a new caller says. 229-375. You rocking me live. Who is this?
Hi, Limovi. This is Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine.
How are you?
All right. So, so tonight's show is about females and male dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Who works harder, right? Who works harder? Who takes the time? What, you know what I'm saying? Who put that work in when it comes to the game? Now, I'm saying that since you're a female entertainer yourself,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess that you're going to give your side. So I want you to tell me who you think goes harder and why.
I mean, I really don't think, you know, neither one of them go harder. It's at the end of it, you go, you do what you got to do. You give it your 100%. You put your all into it. You make your money. You call it a night. Nobody really goes harder than each other. They're equal with it. If you want to go above and beyond, you go above and beyond. But other than that, it's all equality because you're making your money and you're going about your business.
You just said it, though. Above and beyond. Okay, then. So as a female dancer, right, you're a female dancer.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most above and beyond thing that you have to prepare for when you're going to the show, when you got to go to the club, to go to the club and dance?
The most above and beyond thing I have to prepare for, I mean, really, the only thing I can know is, you know, really, I'm not too big on touching. I mean, yeah, I can understand if I'm dancing on you, that's fine. But don't reach out and try to pull me, you know. Don't try to snatch me to you to make me dance for you. Don't try to, stuff like that, you know, because, like, the aggression, you know, they can turn a woman, a female entertainer away.
See, like, I'm glad you brought that up. That wasn't even what I was talking about, going above and beyond. I meant going above and beyond in the manner of, before you get to the club, what do you go through that process of that day to prepare yourself for that club?
I mean, you got to make sure your hair is right. You got to make sure, you know, you on your top game with your fit. But most importantly for me is, you know, the hygiene. You got to make sure you're smelling right. You got to make sure you shave up, you know, all that. And it takes time. So that's going above and beyond for some women. But some people don't. Like, some women I've seen don't care about it because they think it's attractive. Like, I've heard a woman tell me, guys think it's attractive for a woman to have hair, vaginal hair. I don't think so. I think that's disgusting. But, hey, everybody has their pick with it. Everybody has their thing, but not me. So, it's like, you have so much to do, so.
Wait a minute. Hold on. First, Sunshine, I want you to do me a favor. Back up a little bit from the phone. Say hey. No, seriously, say hey. I need it because you're muffling. I don't want you to muffle it. Say hey. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there we go. I can hear you a lot better there. There we go. Okay. All right.
I had a headphones in.
No, okay. All right. So you're saying, like you said, the time that, like, y'all got to make y'all smelling good, make sure your hair did and stuff like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to break down a male entertainer's day. I am one of those niggas. So I can say this. First things first, I wake my day up and make sure that I have my outfit together. That's the one, the outfit. Y'all female entertainers do not pay the money that we pay to get outfits made. That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, we pay money to get this shit done. We niggas have spent car note money to get outfits made. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A small bill, nigga.
It's the same thing with women for hair, like inches or
okay,
not.
Your hair, but guess what? We as men don't give a fuck about that shit for real.
Well, you know how most women are. They feel like, you know, if the hair looks good, that's gonna attract somebody. Like, yeah, she bought it, but it's not about the outfit or stuff like that. Because really, with that, they just don't, you know.
Y'all can take y'all asses to fucking Simply Fashions and get a fucking two piece and some boy short jeans and take y'all asses out there and be done. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, but see me.
Okay. Nigga, now let me take my ass to motherfucking let me take my ass to City Trend and go get an outfit and go put an outfit together and go out there and dance. Tell me what
but
the fuck is going to happen to me, Sunshine.
But you know what? I've done that. I went to City Trends. I found me a full body fishnet suit, and I still have it to this day. It's crotchless and all, and people loved it when they saw it. I put me a black thong and a black bra up under it, and hey, I killed it. And
okay, yes,
you know,
my point. You killed it. But nigga, I can't go out there and like. Well, I can, but it's frowned upon. Let's say it like that. It's frowned upon.
Yeah.
That where I go
because
to City Trends.
They expect more from y'all because y'all are men. They expect more from y'all because y'all are men. I mean, yeah, because why? Y'all have a little bit more than we do. Yeah, y'all get all into it. You put your dicks all in the face, all that. They love it. Women love shit like that. Guys, on the other hand, the only thing you got to do is take your clothes off and shake your ass. They got yours, and you got their attention.
And that's why I said, there's only one reason right there, male dance better or more entertaining than female dance.
They do.
They do. Guys do more. I mean, y'all make it. Y'all provide, like, I ain't going to say all of them, because I know me, when I do dance, I do provide that full fantasy just like a guy dancer would. If not, like, you just basically wasting your time. Like, really how I dance is going towards the song that I have playing. And if the song that I have playing, like, majority of the songs that I do dance off are slow songs, because why? You put more attention to it, and they pay more attention with the slow song, because the fast song, only thing on the space is a female to twerk off a fast song, and that's it. And right then, you sweaty and tired.
Okay, see, that's another topic. We're going to get on to that's the stage present. That's the stage presence. That's what we're going to talk about next, the stage presence. We're going to talk about that, okay? But right now, we're just going to get to the main, the beginning process of everything, okay? The preparations of that day, okay? So, like I said, the preparations, y'all music, y'all don't have to do nothing. Us, we sit and take time and make our fucking music. That's the part you don't get. Make our own music. We ain't got a nigga spinning records for us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't do that.
Yeah.
That's preparation right there. That's caring about what a woman wants to hear when we get
right
to the shows. Y'all don't give a fuck what we want to hear. Y'all don't give a fuck what niggas want to hear. Y'all gonna dance wherever the fuck this nigga's playing, and he gonna like it. And if he don't like it, oh fucking well. Yeah,
it's all about preference, though. It's all about preference, though, because, see, a promoter that you had danced for once before, with one of the shows that me and you had saw each other at, I asked him and some more other dancers when I did dance for him on his birthday, what did y'all prefer me to dance to, fast or slow, or did it matter? They told me it didn't matter, so majority of it was slow songs, and I did a couple fast songs, and that was it.
See, my point is exactly. Hold on, Sunshine. I'm going to get to this next caller. I want y'all to excuse my background. I have a lot of work going on. It's a lot of work going on where I'm at. So niggas is working, putting in work. So if you hear a bunch of noise in the background, excuse that. Niggas is putting in work. So just ignore it, okay? But anyway, all right. So area code 229-288. You rock with me live. What's up? How you?
What's good? It's T Baby.
What up, T?
What's good? What you got going on?
I got going on tonight. We're talking about who works harder, who rocks harder, male entertainers or female entertainers? Who puts in the work? Who puts in the time, the effort, the everything? So who you got to say? Oh, okay, good. Give me your reason why.
Because, okay, not only do we do stuff in heels, high heels, yes. It's not that easy. And we get on poles. Some of us climb up the pole, get on a goddamn ceiling. That is not easy. You can risk yourself of falling somewhere, anything. It's not easy. All y'all doing is pop locking it, and some of y'all making y'all ass clip, and some more shit. But that ain't shit. Y'all got on fucking boots, combat boots. Come on. How is that hard? I can do that.
Okay. Yeah, this is about to go down. Okay, listen. First things first. About the boots, firstly, if you see a nigga come out here in some fucking, them wedge heel boots, first off, you need to shoot that nigga in his fucking face because he's gay and he shouldn't be there. That's one. Two, we wear boots because it's comfortable and it's easier. You want a nigga to come out there in some Air Maxes? No.
Hey.
Exactly my fucking point. You're not no fucking hay. If a dancer came out of some fucking Air Maxes, you really gonna respect that nigga?
Yes, because I love Air Maxes.
You know what? Fuck you, okay? Secondly, y'all talking about your heels and you dance on a pole. You dance on a pole. A pole. There is a prop there to help you with your job. We don't have anything to help us with our job.
What you mean? You use women as prop. You use chairs as
prop. Okay, but guess what? You know what? I'm glad you said that. We do use women as props. But guess what? The poll don't say no. That's the fucking difference.
Hey. Sometimes
hey, my point exactly. See, I'm telling you, I'm gonna go with this all night if I want to. Y'all ain't, I'm not playing. Okay.
Well, check this. I'm gonna tell you. No. You said the polls don't say no. Okay, I'm gonna check this. I used to dance at this club called Stilettos, in Jacksonville, Florida, on the south side of town, and the poll actually fell. Like seriously, they had just. Listen, Moby. The poll had, they had just opened the spot up, so we were doing an opening. And I guess they didn't screw it on tight or whatever the case may be, or they just forgot that certain poll wasn't studied. But the girl got on it, her name was Candy, and she fell straight off of it.
Hold on, wait a minute. Candy, when were you going to tell me you fell off a pole?
What is you talking about, Moby? No, I haven't. I knew you was going to do that.
Okay, I thought I was going to go. Hold on, Candy.
All right. Not her. You is crazy. You is crazy.
I thought I'd do it.
But you do have things like that happen. Like, there's a lot of incidents happen with females and poles and females trying to do tricks and shit like that. If they don't have it down to a T, we have to practice that. That's just not one thing we just think about doing it, then we do it one night, we get on the stage. No, you got to practice that because you got to perfect that in every way.
Okay, hold on, T. Hold on, I got another call. Let me get to this other call, then we're going to switch the subject about some. Hold on, because I got something for that ass. Hold on. All right, area code 904-672, you rocking me live. 904-672. What up?
What's up?
Who this?
April.
Hey, April.
Hey, Moby.
How you doing?
Yeah, I can't really answer that question because I don't know no female dancers.
But you've seen female fucking dancers?
Actually, no, I haven't. I just seen the male dancers, but I've seen, you know, shit on TV, so I can't really answer that question.
Okay, then.
I think both of y'all work equally.
I would say it like this. I would help you out there. I would change it up for you there.
So I think y'all work equally.
We think we work equally. Okay. You gave,
I think
you
it's
gave
equally.
Why?
Yeah,
equally?
Okay. Because like the girl just said before, y'all both of y'all do the same. Y'all pick up women, y'all dance for women, whatever the case may be with the male dancers, but the female dancers, like she said, they go on the pole and all that other extra shit. I don't know because I don't know no female dancers. Like I said, I've only known male dancers. But I just think that it's equal. It's a tie between the two.
Okay.
I'm not
okay.
going to say one's better than the other. I'm just going to say it's equal.
Okay, hold on for one second, April. Hold on one second. Hey, you know what, ladies? I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I'm going to open up because I got four callers on here. Sunshine, Candy, T-Baby, and April. Okay, so y'all are all respectful women because I know all of y'all, okay? So y'all are respectful women. So all y'all can talk at one at a time and have a good debate, okay? And y'all have something to say, y'all want to say it. Okay, so I'm going to open all lines up for all four of y'all, right? Who the hell just left? Who the freak just left? Sunshine, you better call back. She's going to call back. But I'm going to open the line up. Now, I have a question for all three of y'all that's on here until the other caller come back. I have a question for all three of y'all, all right? So Candy... Hold on. Candy?
Yes.
T-Baby? And April?
Yes.
So all three of y'all hear me? Y'all hear me?
Yes.
We hear you.
Okay, good. All right, good. Now, let me ask you a question. So you get to a show, right? And there's a male entertainer, and he's on the floor performing. Hold on. There goes Sunshine. Hold on. Sunshine?
Yes, sir.
Okay, look, I'm going to re-ask my question. Now, I open the line up, Sunshine, and listen to this. Now, there's a male entertainer. He's performing. And
mm-hmm.
while he's performing, he's not looking at you or looking at anybody the whole time he's performing. Can I ask you a question? Like, he's performing, he's giving you a show, but he's not giving y'all no kind of eye contact or no kind of, you know, saying attention, like, with his eyes, with his, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, may I ask all four of y'all a question? Would that turn y'all on?
No.
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 Okay. No. Good. I'm glad y'all said that, because this is the bullshit that men have to deal with at fucking strip clubs. Y'all, excuse me, excuse my language I'm about to say, but y'all riffraffs, some of y'all riffraffs at the show don't pay us no fucking attention. Y'all will be looking at the whole sky the whole time you're twerking your ass. And I don't know what the fuck female strippers be thinking when they look up in the sky and twerking their ass. I really want to ask one day what the fuck y'all be thinking in your head. But that's the side point. I'm just saying.
Moby.
What?
This is T-Baby. You want to know what I be thinking when I look up to the ceiling?
Yes, I want to know.
Sometimes I be thinking like, I'm ready to go. Sometimes I'm ready to go. It's time to go. I done been there 2 hours too long.
Okay.
Sometimes
all right.
It's time to go.
Go ahead. Shushai, go ahead, because I know you done.
I don't look up at the ceiling. I give eye contact, because I want you to. If I'm giving you attention, you gonna look at me. So I want you to. I ain't with that. If I look up at the ceiling, it's because I'm about to do something that I don't expect to do, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
Okay. See, I like that. Now, T-Baby, you can kiss my ass. You ain't shit for ass
well,
goddamn stripper. That shit is ignorant.
Well, I'm sorry. I make my
shit.
Money, though.
I get you make your money.
Okay, Moby, do you... Moby, do you all the time pay attention and look at the person that you're dancing for as a male entertainer?
Right. Absolutely not.
Right.
All the time?
Yes.
I can honestly say, Moby did give me a dance one day. Moby did not. Moby made sure I didn't turn my head to look at nobody else. He made me get a phone to my phone. I had to the girl sitting next to me. He made sure I was looking directly at him. He was not playing that. He don't play no games.
I don't play no games about that shit. I look at everybody. You know why I look at everybody? One, I'm high as fuck. Two, I'm looking at all y'all motherfuckers because. I'm looking at how you're reacting to me. If you're looking at your phone or looking away or doing some shit like that, I'm like, okay, she doesn't like me. I'm moving on. She doesn't like me. I'm moving on. She likes me. I'm moving. All right. I'm going to get her some way. She likes me. I'm going to get her some way. What?
This is T-Baby.
What?
Nigga, please. I understand you do eye contact, but nigga, when you get pissed off, fed up, and all that shit or whatever, you do not look at no fucking body. You be ready to get the fuck out the stage. So stop lying.
When? When?
Like,
when?
You can't let your emotions with how you feel you
show.
Can be.
My emotions have never shown during a show. If my emotions ever shown during a show, y'all would freaking know my emotions shown during a show because I will stop. Now, I'm going to ask y'all this question. All y'all, since y'all seen me, other than Candy, when have y'all ever seen me stop during a show? Don't worry. I'll wait.
You never stop.
No,
exactly.
Moby, you did. Moby, Moby. And this is first time now. You did kind of stop in your tracks when you got behind me trying to dance while I was dancing. You did stop in your tracks there.
You know why? I'm going to answer that question, too. Public service announcement. All you women out there, when a dancer pulls your ass over, that don't mean give you – that is not your 15 minutes of fame to twerk your ass. We're not asking you to do that. We're telling you to stay the fuck still.
No. This was in between the dancers coming out. I was just dancing just because.
Okay.
You know,
this is
why
in between the dancers coming out. No, this is in between the dancers coming out. Okay, in between the dancers coming out. And I was still on the floor just dancing around?
Yeah, on me. And when you realized how I can actually dance, you was like, whoa, wait.
Moby can't handle all that. Don't y'all know that?
What the fuck? Whoa, April, I know you're not talking.
Stop talking shit.
Stop talking shit, April. First off, you need to stop. You the last person need to stop. I got you in Valdosta. Everybody's saying that. You're not going to go there. You're not going to go there. Okay? That's one. Two. All right. Two. Sunshine, that is at a time when I really don't care and I'm dancing. But I'm talking about when I am on the floor and I am performing. When have you ever seen me stop?
Yeah, I've never seen you start dancing. I've never seen you show no emotion, because really, I don't show emotion either, because whether I'm pissed off or I don't feel like being there, I'm still there, because why? My ends are being made. I don't care what emotion I'm feeling at the time. I can be tired, being up 24 hours straight with no sleep. I'm still going to do what I got to do.
Amen, girl.
Amen.
Right. All right. Amen. Amen to that. Whatever. Hold on 1 second. I'm putting all y'all on mute. I'm going to play a song because I got another goddamn topic to talk about this shit, because
oh, Lord.
We're going to win tonight. Fuck that. I'm going to show y'all the reason why we smarter. Hold on. Okay, the fuck on. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. This goddamn, I'm just goddamn malarkey that these goddamn. What? Mother, boy, see, I said I was going to feel some type of way last week when somebody brought this up, had them talk it up. Look, man, I'm sorry. Y'all, there's nothing y'all can tell me. I've gone to female strip clubs my whole entire damn life. And I see the same shit every motherfucking week from the same fucking female. And then the ignorant shit. Oh, we're going to get into the ignorance of y'all goddamn female strippers. And the shit y'all do at these shows. And the shit that we see at these motherfucking shows. Get the fuck out of here. Look, we don't do that shit. This is why we put in work. We put in work at our show because we can't do certain shit. We do certain shit, we get labeled real motherfucking quick as motherfucking male entertainers. We can't do that. Women, y'all are already freaking labeled. Y'all are labeled from birth of what can might happen to y'all. Sucks, but it's a fucking truth. Like, niggas, it's up in the air. He can be this. He can be that. He can be this. He can be that. He can do that. But women, it's like a small number that y'all know is y'all going to be what y'all going to be. Okay? And what y'all going to be in y'all. And truthfully, that's scientifically proven. You know why? I can give you science towards that. A man's dick, okay, yeah, I'm on my fucking show, I can talk shit. My man's dick, okay, his balls, okay, when his heart pumps, it's producing, if I can get the number right, I try to get the number right, but I think like 3 million sperm every heartbeat. It pumps 3 million sperm into the goddamn ball sack every heartbeat. Guess what? Women, when y'all are born, the eggs that y'all born with, that's all you get. That shit runs out after a while. And then you're down to one. That's called menopause. So, guess what? It's life. I love y'all, though. I fucking love y'all. And if you don't believe me, go to YouTube and look up the Great Sperm Race. And the scientists can tell you. Go look it up. Go YouTube it. I promise you. It's a good video that you would love to watch. If you got kids, you would kiss your kids. It would make you kiss your kids. Anyway. Oh, man, I'm trying to find a fucking song. Hey, I heard this song the other night. I'm going to play it. All right, ladies, this is Wet Wednesdays. It's your boy Moby. It's going to motherfucking down. Yeah. Wait, no, I lost the damn song. Hold on. Hold on. Shit, ladies. Sorry. You know, y'all know I'm ghetto. Y'all know I'm ghetto. Okay, there he is. Let's go.
Just wanna take it nice and slow.
Baby, tell me
been waiting for this for so long. You're making love until the sun comes up, baby. I just wanna take it nice and slow.
Now, baby, tell me what you want to do.
Now, here we are, driving around town, contemplating where I'm gonna lay it down. Girl, you got me saying,
baby, tell me what you wanna do with me. Got a nigga feeling like show to see. Every time that you roll with me, holding me, trying to keep control of me nice and slowly. You know, never letting go, never messing up the flow. It's how the hook go,
let
come on.
Take you to a place right. Nice and quiet. There ain't no one better to interrupt. Ain't got a rush. I just wanna take it nice and slow.
Now, baby, tell me what you wanna do with me.
See, I've been waiting for this. You like no one has ever made you feel. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you, freak you like no one has ever made you feel, yeah.
Man, welcome to Goddamn Wet Wednesdays with your boy, Mr. Moby. The number to call is 646-929-0558. 646-929-0558. Brought to you by Fast Life on the Move Crew. Well, we everywhere with this. All right? It's going down. Couple of announcements. July 23rd, I will be in Warner Robins. July 12th, I'll be in Savannah for Terrence's, Lil Terrence's, y'all know what I mean, his thing for him, man, raising money for him, yeah, there we go, we're gonna raise money for Lil Terrence, you know what I mean, it's going down, hope y'all be there, Savannah, get your tickets now, all that caution, Justin Roberts, you know what I mean, so, y'all know what it is, but, yeah, so, now, I got a question for Sunshine and T-Baby, since they're the female entertainers on here, they've done it, they know what the business is, okay? So, I want y'all to break down a floor plan of when it comes to a female dancer. That means when she walk out there and the end of it, okay? I want y'all to break down what happens in between there for me, okay? So, I'm going to go to Sunshine. Sun, you there?
Yes.
Okay, now, I want you to break down a floor plan for me.
Well, me, I'm the type to improvise, but my very, very first show, when I did, you know, for me to actually plan me walking out, just to walk out, to keep up with the beat of the song, but in the midst of it, try to interact with the crowd. Like, when you interact, you keep their attention. You keep them focused on you. So for me to interact a little bit, then dance, and also while I'm dancing, interact with them more. They'll get Night to Weekend, more quieter. And that's pretty much it. Like, you know, just actually remain focused, stay on top of everything, and that's it.
Good. I'm glad you did that. That's how you did. Okay, I'm glad you did that. Hold on 1 second, okay? Hold on 1 second. I'm going to get T-Baby's feed. T, go ahead.
What you said, fool? I was doing something. What you said?
I said, break down the floor plan of a female stripper, like from the beginning to the end.
Walk out and, you know, basically, like she said, interact with everyone and make sure they have all eyes on you. You don't stop until you have everybody's attention. And that's when you start pulling tricks out your sleeve, you know, get them, you know, intrigued with everything you got going on and the outfit and the shoes and your hair. You got to put everything into your dancing, like everything. You wear your shoes and you like your shoes and your shoes glitter and all that, make them niggas pay attention to those shoes. But, I mean, anything, like, you just dance. Make sure everybody have fun, you know, all eyes on you, and make sure that, you know, they get what they pay for.
Yeah, like I said, that wasn't a floor plan. Okay, hold on 1 second. No, matter of fact, stay on. Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got both of y'all on. Now, I'm going to say this. Now, that was y'all floor plan y'all just broke down. She made hers a little longer because she added things that had nothing to do with the floor plan, because it was talking about some glittery shoes and shit that had nothing to do with the floor plan. Anyway,
I'm sorry, I'm not with the glittery shoes or the heels and stuff. I'm a tomboy. I like sneakers and combat boots and stuff like that. I'm more comfortable like that.
Now, I'm going to break down a male entertainer's format. There is a intro. You know that song before a nigga come out. Then there is a walkout. That's the song that a nigga dance to interacting with y'all. Then there is a main show, like the middle show, which that's all the hype stuff and doing all the little tricks and stuff like that. And then there's a pre, where a nigga does a couple slow songs, maybe even one slow song. And then there is a fucking final song, where a nigga gets naked or he does his trick. Yeah,
okay,
do you hear how that shit goes?
Okay, Mo, can I ask you a question? And I've been meaning to ask you this, though. Okay, you saying all of this and whatever by step by step. But my thing is, why are y'all introductions are so freaking long? Like, it is long. It's the longest thing ever.
Disclaimer, okay? My intros are no longer than 30 to 45 seconds long. That's it. I'm out there, okay? Disclaimer. Now, the other guys, hey, I don't understand it. Me personally, I ain't gonna lie to you. As an entertainer, I be wondering why the goddamn intros be so long. But I get it, because what it does is, and I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna put something out there for you. What it is when a dancer has to get ready, right? And let's say the promoter or whoever's back there telling us, all right, it's time to get ready. You ready? And they're coming at us. What that does is, it's a song being played for us. That gives us more time. Okay? Basically, what's going on is that we're getting more time to do what we got to do till we get out there. So a lot of dancers do it for that reason. Now, a lot of dancers do it, they just want to do it. But a lot of them do it just to give them extra time because they're being rushed in the back to get ready or be out on the floor or something like that. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's still too long.
I understand. I don't get it either. I'm trying to be out there. I'm trying to get this shit done and over with. So that's
Us pick a topic. That's what you need to do.
No, I'm not letting y'all pick a topic. T. That's what you're doing. Or I said, you get on mute. Watch, mute.
I'm ruthless.
See? mute. All right. I love you, T. But I'm about to change the topic. We're talking about this tonight. All right, I got a caller from the 412. That's Pittsburgh. Hold on 1 second. I got to take this caller. Area code 412-583. You rocking me live. Who is this?
This is Lois.
Lois. Hey, Lois.
Hi, Moby.
What's going on, Lolo?
Nothing. Chilling. Just listening to the conversation.
All right. That's what's up. All right. So, you're a female entertainer, Lolo. You know a lot of female entertainers. So, who are females or males?
I would have to say the females, because we have to do more. Huh?
Go ahead. Let me see. Hear your reason.
Only the reason why we got to work hard is because, you know, when y'all get out there, y'all just kill the shit. Like, y'all know what y'all got to do. Y'all already have y'all stuff set in y'all mind on how y'all going to get things done. You get what I'm saying? Like, once y'all are out there, y'all are out there. Y'all have y'all clothing together, y'all music's together. We got to figure out a coordination and what outfit we're going to wear and what the DJ going to play. Y'all just have everything set. So I feel like the females have to work harder to get the crowd going.
That's it? That's it?
That's it.
That's it. Okay, good. So let me ask you a question. What is the most important thing you got to do as a female entertainer to get a man's attention?
Oh, shit. That's a good question. I can't
think
even
about
answer
that for a
good
second.
All.
Yeah, think about that for a second. I'm going to let you think about that for a second. I'm going to get back to you. Hold on 1 second. Miss Candy, go ahead. Rock, go ahead. What you got to say, mama?
Okay. Let me say this first. I agree with all the females that, you know, female dancer. I agree with y'all. But I'm going to break it down to you because I have been on both sides of the game. And it really is, males do have it harder. Why? My sister, she is a designer. So when she's measuring, getting her outfits together, it's always between the time she's measuring to the time she finished her outfit. It has to be on point. No mal functions with the wardrobe, none. So, yeah, a guy really has to have their outfit on point. Two,
right.
Their entrance has to be strong. Their songs, they have to basically mix their songs themselves or find someone to do that. So I understand where the females are coming from, but being on both sides, a male has it harder because at the end of the day, the DJ might mess up their song. I'm just going to tell you. The mix they did, DJ can either keep the song going or not go to the next song.
Yep.
That's why it's harder for a male. It's way harder.
God damn it. I was supposed to download the applause damn thing on here. Shit. Hold on, Candy. See, that's what I mean right there. You see that? When we mix our music together, and the nigga and our music mess up in the middle of our shit, nigga, we're done. We're not done, but we gotta improvise. How Lolo said, we gotta improvise. And improvising with us is way harder with y'all. You know why? Because y'all ain't gotta worry about improvise. Okay, you can have Yin Yang Twins twerk something on. And then all of a sudden, the music cut the fuck off, and goddamn Jeremiah Planes come on. You're good. Us, we got to think, like, okay, well, change this up, so I got to do something like some plane shit. Like, we got to think. Our thinking process is way more than woman, female dancers, because it's like sex. Like I said last week in the last show, sex and male entertaining go exactly together because we got to think so much to please a woman. That's what make us harder, make us work harder. Because women, y'all don't have to do much to please a nigga. Y'all ain't got to come to the club dressed like this and that. Us, when we get on that floor, true story, true fucking story. I'm standing butt naked in front of this woman. This is when I was a rookie in Georgia when I first started dancing in Georgia. Not in Pittsburgh, in Georgia. And I was like 18 then, 19. A woman, I stand butt naked in front of a woman. Now, ladies, everybody that's seen me dance know what I have, okay? Now, I'm standing butt naked in front of a woman. My dick is right in her motherfucking face. Do you know what this woman looked down and looked at me and said? This woman said, oh, you have some nice, pretty feet. Whoa, wait a minute. First off, I don't have pretty feet. They're cute. I'm a man. I'll take cute feet for a man, okay? But I didn't say this. But two, I'm standing butt naked in front of you with my dick right there, and you looking at my feet. Right then and there told me from the beginning, right there from the game, told me, like, okay, women pay attention to shit that men do not pay attention to, okay? Like, do not pay attention to. I mean, am I wrong for that? Women, y'all tell me. I'm going to go down the line, sunshine. Haven't you paid attention other than through a man's dick, like at a show?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's just dick. You know what? Nasty ass. Bye. Mute. Candy.
Yes.
Yes, you have, right? It's more than just a dick, right?
I pay attention to the body, the performance, all that.
Uh-huh. Hold on 1 second. April, how you feel about it? Yeah,
I look at all of it. Uh-huh. The body, everything. The way they perform, the way they interact with the females. I look at all that.
Right. See, my point exactly. Hold on 1 second. What'd you say?
And to answer your question, Moby, is fight against leukemia. That's what you were trying to say.
Yeah, fight against leukemia. Yeah, little homie got leukemia. We're trying to get that up out of the system and everything. But, all right, thank you, April. Hold on. All right. T-Baby, do you look at just dick at a show? Are you looking at just dick at the shows?
No, I look at the booty, too.
Oh, God. You know what? You know what?
But you know what? You know who butt that I love so much?
I really don't want to hear this, but obviously you're going to tell me anyway, so.
I am.
Go ahead. What?
Caution.
Oh God, you know what?
I look at his butt, his front to the back, to the front, to the side, to the other side. That man right there.
Okay, all right. We got you. All right. Jesus Christ. That was not what I meant. Mute. See? Lolo, you've been into it. Did you just look at the dick?
No, I don't.
Exactly my point. Now, you know what? Now, this is my point to this. Hold on, Lolo. This is my point to this, ladies. This is my point. Y'all don't look at it. Y'all don't look at just the dick. But niggas, oh, my God. No. Nigga, we look at two motherfucking things. Two. Pussy and titties. And the ass is in there like a third because the pussy is right there where the ass is at. So we had no choice but to look at that. Okay? That just comes along with it. It's like a sandwich. And you put tomatoes on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just whatever. Okay. So what I'm saying is, we don't have that much to look at. We ain't got that much to fucking pay attention to. We don't need much to pay attention to. We don't. Matter of fact, true shit, true story. Female dancers make money off of just songs alone. Men do too. We make money off of songs because that's like y'all play y'all jam, y'all want to hear, y'all tip them for that. But y'all make thousands and thousands on thousands of dollars just because of that. Not hating. I get it. I understand. I wish that it was like that on our side. But it's just what it is. It's hard for us, okay? We got to deal with all the bullshit that comes with it. Now, another difference that I'm going to bring up after this goddamn song, because I got to play a song. You know I got to play a song, and I got to play the song in the advertisement. And I want y'all to think about this. To all the female dancers out there, what is the one thing that women has a choice on that men don't? Well, I mean entertainer-wise. What is one thing that a woman has a choice on that male entertainers don't have a choice on? I want y'all to think about that for a second. I'm going to play this song, all right? Welcome to Wet Wednesdays, where it goes down with your boy Moby, King Pittsburgh, a.k.a. Welcome to the Dark Side, a.k.a. Mr. Beast Mode, his motherfucking self. It's going down, ladies. I love y'all so much. Oh, yeah, I had to tell you, I had to put that out there. You know, I give all my love yous to all the callers that call in. I love y'all so much. Staying with me this long, rocking with me, having a good show with me. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all so much. So with that being said, welcome to Wet Wednesdays. Thank you.
for you. You got me putting
because I thought I was emceeing the show. Don't judge me. All right, ladies, welcome to Wet Wednesdays. What goes down? All right, so I left y'all with a question. Let's see the end of y'all figure it out. So, Sunshine, go ahead.
Wait, I forgot the question.
Oh, my motherfucking goodness. Lord Jesus, blessed be the rock in your salvation, Lord Jesus, Sunshine. Lord Jesus, blessed be the rock. Okay.
I'm sorry.
What is something female dancers have a choice on that males don't?
Shoes.
Choice. Okay. Let me rephrase this question. At shows, at clubs, when female dancers and male dancers are performing, what is female dancers have a choice on that male dancers do not?
It really ain't I don't really think it is no specific type of choice.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm gonna give you an answer. Hold on. Okay, Candy, go ahead.
You got me still.
Okay, hold on. April, go ahead.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Lolo, go ahead. Lolo? Lolo?
Hello?
Yeah, Lolo. Hello? What the? Hello? Okay. Oh, Jesus. Niggas. Okay, niggas. All right. Y'all hear me? I got all y'all lines open, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, what y'all have a choice in and female dancers have a choice to do, when a female dancer has a choice, when she gets on stage, she can tell a man, don't touch me. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Right?
Right, yes.
Okay, now, may I ask y'all a question? Ladies, y'all have all been to shows. So if a male entertainer tells you, looks at you and tells you, don't touch me, what do you think is going to happen?
He's going to walk off to the next one. Yeah. She's going to mean mugging.
All right. Candy.
Hello.
Candy.
You got me on mute.
No, I don't got you on mute, Candy. Candy.
Okay. I was going to say.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, niggas, I swear to God, niggas, I swear, niggas, niggas from Dallas, Texas, I swear to God. Anyway,
that's
Candy,
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. He gonna walk out. I mean, she gonna look at him crazy, but he gonna walk out. He gonna go to
okay.
the next female.
Okay, but I'm asking you is, if a dancer tells you, okay, tells you, Candy, hey, don't touch me. You can put your money on me. Don't you can put your money on me. Don't touch me. What are you gonna say?
Okay. I have to respect that.
Are you serious?
Oh hell
yes.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
You feel the same way?
Hell no. You tell me don't. If I go see a man dancing, he tell me don't touch me, but you can put your money on me. Motherfucker, I still got to touch you to put my money on you. What the f-
okay.
No. I'm
he
sorry.
Wouldn't
he
no money
wasn't
for
getting
me.
A damn dollar. Not
Amen.
Damn, not a dollar.
But it also depends on where you touch him at.
This
Amen.
It all depends on where. If I'm going to be touching on you, if I'm going to be putting money on you, I'm going to be touching on your body. That's just how that's going to go. Because if it was the other way around, if a female was to say, don't touch me, they'll feel some type of way. No. And,
No, that does not mean that. A nigga would still
some
tip that
them. Motherfucker. Put your disclaimer out there. Not you, but some of them do feel some type of way.
I'm talking about, okay, but I know a lot of niggas. I've seen a lot of niggas that still tip. Niggas spank the girl on the ass. She said, don't touch me. Touch me in my ass. And niggas say, okay, my bad, baby. And still put $100 on her.
And you got me messed up.
I say do it again.
Yep.
But like I said, it all depends on where you touching him at.
What the fuck you mean where it depends on where you touching me at?
Because a lot of men don't like lot of men don't like females to touch them on the ass. A lot of men don't like that. They think it's gay. That's probably what he would say if he was to say don't touch me, he would mean right in that area.
Yeah.
Okay, what if you touch his arm or his side or his stomach.
He wouldn't get no money from me.
Oh no, nah, that's a problem.
Yeah, he wouldn't get no money.
He ain't getting out now, another dollar.
But I'm gonna say this. Me being the person that I am and I do promote and manage, hey, you still have to keep it business wise, especially with me. So if I know that dancer is a good performer, I am going to try to get him on this show. I am going to respect him. Because I do look at that.
Mm-mm.
So it's it's not for pleasure with me half the time. It's more business. But I do go to enjoy the show. So, yeah.
All right. I don't know. I don't have the balls to do that.
I've been to some shows and the dancers will be like giving you a dirty look. And I'm like, well, if you're going to be like that, maybe you ain't getting my money.
Hey,
Ain't happening.
I have had one dancer like that came about us, and I was like, bro, we show him ad love, and we just asked dude to take a picture, and he got an attitude. Hold on, just because I just told your piss po ass about $20 in ones don't mean it's brand new. But that's how I hate, because I'm going to turn around and make that $20 right back. But yeah, I went and found this bag and took my $20 back. Shoot.
Hell no.
Wow, see, look, okay. Now, I'm going to say this. We, as males, I say we work hard. Another reason why, because we have, our respect for ourselves have to be, like, very up there, highly high. Because I've seen female strippers, a lot of female strippers, do the nastiest things ever at strip clubs. And we're not allowed to do those type of things that female strippers do at strip clubs. The things I've seen are shouldn't be allowed to do at clubs in any America, period. Like, it should be barred. But, yeah, like, I've seen a lot of bad things. And, like, I think that the respect level for ourselves has to be higher than females. Like, females, men don't pay attention to the respect level of a woman too much. As long as he getting some ass and pussy in his face. You get what I'm saying? Am I wrong saying that?
Mm-mm.
No. No, because I've seen a woman pregnant on stage before. Like, you can see the baby leg.
Yeah, that's not. Most people think that's, you know, people are nasty. They have foot fetishes or stuff like that. You know, people think some people think that's a trait of, I think, it's messed up in the head. Because that might be perverted, but still.
Okay. So y'all are agreeing is that it's fucked up, but you understand why she went to work pregnant?
I mean, hey, you got to get it how you live.
Right.
I don't agree with that.
It's a limit on what you should do when you're pregnant.
And then, listen, another thing, I'm just a disclaimer, just not even a disclaimer, just to put this out there, female dancers, public service announcement, y'all, all you dancers that dance on poles, y'all y'all need to go to the health department, like, on a day-to-day, day after you get off of work basis, okay? Just want to let y'all know that. All right?
Damn.
I'm glad I don't just dance on poles.
I'm glad you don't either, because if you did,
there's an STD waiting on that pole.
Yes, like, I don't understand that. Like, y'all don't get that. Female dancers don't understand that. Y'all dance on these poles like y'all want to. You think that Clorox HD that you spread on this pole and this rag gonna clean it? No. It's not gonna clean that.
Then they be dry cleaning it with the towel. Like, you ain't putting nothing on there to clean that. You ain't cleaning it down with no Clorox or nothing. You just cleaning it with a towel, just trying to be cute. Nah, we all know you ain't putting nothing on there.
Oh my God, that is so nasty. And if I see another stripper with a Crown Royal bag, I thought they gave up them days of the Crown Royal bags. Okay, all you female strippers, stop wearing these goddamn Crown Royal bags. You cheap bitches. You cheap butter bitches. You go and get a bag, okay? Seriously, a book bag, a carry-on bag. I don't give a fuck what type of bag it is. It can be your mama's, grandmama's purse. I give two shits.
Damn.
If I see a bag or a bag in your motherfucking hand, you cheap butter bitch, you. I didn't call her a bitch. I called everything butter bitch. Okay? All right? Okay, I'm just talking shit to all female dancers. Two, another thing, like I said, bitch, butter bitch, I like being paid attention to. So all you hoes that just be doing that one motherfucking move, and if I see another fucking female stripper do this fucking move where y'all both kick y'all legs in the air and shake them together, hey, stop that. Y'all don't do that shit in the bedroom. Y'all don't do that shit with a nigga fucking you. You ain't shaking your legs like that. I was like, ooh, baby, look at my trick. Dick, shut the fuck up. Y'all don't give a fuck about that shit. You gonna do a female stripper? Do shit that y'all gonna do in the fucking bedroom for real. See, that's what the difference is. Males do shit that we'll actually do in the motherfucking bedroom. That handstand in the pussy shit, that shit is real. That shit can really fucking happen. You don't think it can. You be like, oh, this is a trick. No, it ain't a fucking trick. This ain't fucking Now You See Me Too. This ain't a magician's act. This shit can happen. This shit is real. Y'all ain't doing this shit at these motherfucking strip clubs, okay?
Amen.
I'm just going off about that. I'm just being fucking honest now. Everybody want to say, I hope anybody listen to this video, if you're a female stripper and you feel some type of way, inbox me. Moby D. Jenkins on fucking Facebook. I don't give a fuck. It's your fucking fault. Stop doing this shit.
Moby, we all know who you are on Facebook. Shit.
I'm just saying, look, stop that shit. And another fucking thing, yeah, stop doing shit that you can't do in the fucking bedroom. If you're not going to do that in the fucking bedroom, stop it. Another thing, bitch, butter bitch. Sorry, I had to stop.
Wait now. Some of y'all male dancers, portray y'allself to do some shit to at shows that y'all claim that y'all do in the bedroom. I know some people that fuck some male dancers, and they sure don't do the same shit that they do at the show in the bedroom. They weak as fuck in the bedroom. Weak as fuck in the bedroom. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. I agree with her because they're for real. The male dancer can make like they seem like they do all this in their third, man.
And they weak as fuck in the bedroom.
I mean, I'm sorry, but if he made it, then like he's just the biggest, the best person, and I make you tap out, I'm sorry. You're not good. You need to step it up for a male dancer.
Okay. Now listen, that's where it comes into the part of respect, because ask yourself this: how big of it does it come to when it comes to female dancers that she is having sex with her clients compared to the males?
It don't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I bet. I'm glad a woman said a woman answered. Anywho.
Moby, shut the hell up.
I bet you want me to shut the hell up. Anyway, hold on, April. Hold on. God damn it, won't mute your ass. What the fuck is going on my screen? I can't mute nobody now. Well, let me mute
that. That's crazy.
Okay, hold on. Okay, there it is, mute. I was pushing the wrong button. Okay, my bad. I was being an asshole pushing the wrong button. All right, I got a new caller coming in, 972-836. You rocking with me live. Who is this?
Yeah, this is your homegirl, Nika.
Oh, hey, girl.
I just come in. Hey, what's up?
All right, Nika, so the question is, and we're talking about topics and talking about different stuff. I got 10 minutes left in the show. So who works harder, female dancers or male dancers?
I'm going to go with female dancers.
What the fuck? Why?
I know a few of them. Huh? I know a
Why?
Few.
Why?
Because men stingier than women. Women going to give up their cash. That's what they came for. Men going to Oogle and Google and be looking stupid all on the phone and don't give out no money.
Wait a minute. I don't know what fucking clubs you're going to, but I don't know what fucking clubs you're going to, but I've never seen that. What you're saying is the exact opposite. You need to switch that. Like, because when we go to these male entertainment shows, these male review shows, y'all be in y'all motherfucking phones. Niggas don't be in their fucking. Look, at a female strip club, niggas are doing two things. One, at the stage or at the motherfucking pool table. One of those two fucking things. Okay? It's going to fucking happen right now. All right? Two, niggas spend way more money on females than females spend on niggas.
I don't know.
Okay, interesting.
I've been to a male strip club and I seen they was getting it out.
Listen to this then. How many women do you see at a male review show? Do you see 10 women at a male review show giving out $200 to $300 at a time?
Yeah.
When?
How many shows does that often happen?
Just say that.
I don't know. I've been to like three, and I've seen it. I mean, I don't really like seeing men dancing like that, but, you know, I ain't been to many, but I had my money, though.
Can I ask you a question? Do you like women?
No, I don't.
You don't like women?
No, I don't.
Like, you don't like licking with JJ?
No. I don't even want mine licked by no chick either.
Okay, so question. This is a good question to all the women out there that says this to me, because I've heard this over the fucking years. If you don't like with JJ, you don't want a woman touching you, but you rather go see a woman strip than a man, please answer that.
I never said that, but I'd rather go to a woman strip club than a guy strip club.
That's my point. Why?
Because it'd be men in there.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So
you go to a female strip club to get diggers, and the diggers is there to get the females that's there.
Hey, I don't know what they be doing, but I mean, I like to go there, and I see a lot of niggas, and I like to see the niggas that got their money. So when I see that, then
Nika,
I want to holler at them.
Nika, have you ever got a lap dance or tipped a female stripper?
Yeah, I've got a lap dance.
Okay, you know what? Your argument just went out the fucking window. Just went out the window. Listen,
I enjoyed it. I got one, though, because the girl, she kept on whining. So I was like, let me get a bitch a dance. Boy, I didn't even let her finish the dance.
Oh, my God. You know what, Nick? You know what? I'm going to let you think about yourself for 2 seconds, okay? Because I got 6 minutes on the show. I'm going to let you think about yourself for a second. Hold on.
Excuse me, baby.
Anyway, see, that's my point. I never got that. I never understood that to save my motherfucking life. Why do females that go to females that don't like women go see women dance? Rather go see a woman dance than a man dance. I open the line up for that. Because I got 5 minutes. Y'all got two. So am I wrong for thinking? Yeah. Lolo, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so am I wrong for thinking this, that why women go to female strip club if you don't like women? You rather see a woman dance than a man?
I kind of feel like the reason why some women go to the female strip club is because it's more exciting, it's more entertainment. They're either swinging on a pole or pussy popping on a handstand, or they're just doing some crazy ass shit that a male stripper's not going to do. He's not going to be sucking another man's dick for one. He's not going to be sliding around in baby oil. He's not going to be popping his ass on tables and chairs. Like, he's just not going to do that.
First off, female dancers, why are y'all sucking dick on stages? Ask yourself that.
Yay!
What you say?
Why are female dancers sucking dick on stages?
I don't know. I don't suck dick on stage, boo.
I'm just saying. You brought it up. I'm just saying. I just had to go ask the question.
What I said was the females go to the strip club because it's more entertaining. Like, females be doing some off the wall shit, and it's just excitement for real. Like, they're not going, you know what I mean, just because there's females. They're going for the niggas too. Like, if there's a male, like the female said, If this male's throwing a whole bunch of money out there, they're on it. Oh, yeah, he got money. Well, fuck that. I'm going to go talk to him. You know, suppose if the male's going to...
I really want to give him. I'm going to go just to support. I mean, cause I support the naked hustle. I mean, shoot, I ain't going to knock no female at no strip club. I mean, hey, she give me a lap dance, I'm enjoying it. Hey, you tell her, you want a lap dance too? Favor for a favor. End of story.
Right.
If I go, it's going to be for business purposes. I do not do female strip clubs. I'm going to go for business purposes. If I have a dancer, that's the only way I'm going.
I go to support male and female, so.
All righty. All right, hold on, ladies. Hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to mute everybody. All right. Well, man, good show. Great freaking show. Great show. Great show. All right, ladies, I want to thank y'all for calling in. I got 3 minutes left, so I got to do this breakdown somehow by myself. Tomorrow, there will be a show tomorrow promoting Wink business, small business, Mr. Wink Wigs. He'll be promoting his business with Miss Lady V. Friday, we got Freaky Friday with the ladies, Lady V, Miss K, Mika, Joy. They all going to be on talking nasty, talking freaky stuff. Saturday, if you didn't get enough of Freaky Friday, it's going down again Saturday. Sunday, we have our Quiet Storm where we play the Quiet Storm music, play the slow and nice, sexy music. You know what I'm saying? If you had chilling with your nigga, you want to have some sex, and you want to listen to some good music, that's a show to listen to on Sundays. Mondays is Get It Off Your Chest. You got a problem going on, something wrong, you pissed off at somebody, instead of punching somebody in the face, you can call us and just tell us about your problem. We're going to listen, and he'll try to help you out. Tuesdays is Lyrics, Lattes, and a lot of Jack Daniels. Basically, they give poems. You do your poems, you do your spoken word, rapping verses, whatever it is. I don't know. They do it on that. Wednesdays, y'all know what it is, going down with me again next Wednesday. So I thank y'all ladies for calling in with me. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all so much. I'm going to play this song, and we're going to get up out of here. I thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Wait till next week's show. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tag a friend to tell them to call in the Moby Show. I'm trying to get my call game up. I'm trying to at least have 25 callers on my shows. So, yeah, so tell a friend to tell a friend, tag. When y'all see it, tag it, all that there. And, yeah, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all so much. This your boy Moby King. Peace.
Hey, Major. I'm gonna make you feel it.
Calling me daddy, giving you the best you ever had, babe. Make me feel like you ain't never had it. Stretching you out like you are relentless. Turn around, poke it out so I can grab it. Stretch that ass over like me in gymnastics. Baby, tell me that you wanna keep her. I don't ever wanna turn around. Put you in a coma, you're a sleeper. I know that your body's been drowned. So girl, I'm gonna make you silly. Do you wanna be bad, babe? With the shots pop out, you buzz off like an Uzi. Think I'm gonna need another mag, babe. Back that ass up on me like I'm juvie. About nothing but action in this movie. It's going down. Turn around, let me feel your booty.
I'm a private in your parts, I'm a duty. Girl, give it to me. Baby, you remind me of my cheaper. The way your body's bouncing up and down feels like a tsunami of Katrina. I swear I am deep enough to drown, oh girl.
I'm gonna make you feel it.
Play D Young,
D.
Why she want me young?
D.
Easy, I'm a free throw. Take it, I'm a D boy. Talking about girlfriends when you know a young nigga got like three of them.
I got like three.
And you so insecure about that little shit. Damn, why a nigga can't see them? Damn, why but just can't be lovers to the end of time. But with you forever, little friend of mine. Let's bring this shit together. Make you feel it in your belly. I can't sing this shit no better. I'ma hit it like the pedal. I'ma make it last forever.
BendingRealityMag.com for a unique twist on virtual fantasy and everyday life. Trending and little-known pop culture tidbits, featured talents on the rise, advice on keeping home, work, and sex life on an even keel, virtual club reviews and interviews, fun horoscopes, and so much more. Check it out today at www.BendingRealityMag.com.